had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has to make me wonder if I could. I don't know the words.
That makes me wonder if I ever had to knock on wood. I'm sure it isn't good.
It's your boys. We're back again 2 weeks in a row, and we are not in a special location this week. We are in a real studio
for real boys,
because we're professionals.
But we don't have a green screen this time, which is weird that the unprofessional studio has a green screen.
It's not that weird. I mostly just, the green screen solely exists to hide the fact that there's like 20 dead bodies in the background.
Happy
Spooktober.
Spooky.
I made a horror joke.
Hey, only spook boys this episode. Hey, I real quick wanted to read some of the iTunes reviews for our show.
Okay.
This one here by Kickflip66 said two words: life-changing.
Mm.
And I just kind of wanted to relish on the fact that I don't think any truer words have ever been spoken.
I give that review a 10.
A 10 out of 10.
Because it's both non-descriptive but entirely encompassing in its description.
Yeah, the weird thing is that was one of like 300, and the rest of them all just say kill yourself and quit. So,
oh yeah, well, we do have an average
internet.
We do have an average 2-star rating. It's out of 5 though, so it's really like a 4. Welcome to Life Switch Rate, the show where we rate everything in the world on a scale from 1 to 10. Some people get mad when we don't rate things, but they kind of forget that sometimes this show is about doing comedy bits. And they're like, you never rated the thing that you were talking about.
What did we not rate last week?
I don't know. We rated our sister, we rated...
Did we rate anything he brought up last week?
No, probably not. I don't know.
We said fall was good.
Fall is... I think we give fall a 10.
You can extrapolate good.
You know what we're talking about. Like, when we talk about things, we're not vague at all. And we're very descriptive. We either like something or it's but. And there is some middle ground, I guess. That's why there's a scale.
Very little middle ground. We very rarely talk about something we think is just okay.
My name is Michael.
I'm Mark.
And we did mention that was Halloween.
This is
and
Halloween,
you may think that we're going to be talking about something scary, but why would we do that?
Night. We're not going to do it because I'm not a spook boy.
Well, I would, but it's not Halloween yet. We're weeks away.
I'm a little coward, scary.
I'm a master of fright and a demon of light. And if I scared him right out of his pants, then our video would be demonetized on YouTube.
Demonetized. Also...
I don't know if we can see your pants or not, but,
I like how you set up the shot and, like, I don't even know what's in it, though.
Well, we lost our producer from last week. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, dude. DJ Cricky. Good riddance, though. He was the worst one. That was the worst episode we've done with the producer, which means he didn't make us funny enough. If we hired a producer and we just go, hey, that one wasn't very funny, you're fired.
Isn't that how college football teams work? I've already seen people trying to fire that Scott Frost boy.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Remember when we made fun of Scott Frost last year because everyone acted like he was going to be super awesome and then he lost? And this year he's also losing again?
Well, yeah, it's weird. It's almost like you could argue that even though every other thing in the world is instantaneous, maybe it takes a while to teach sports boys how to do very good sports.
You know, okay, so I was just thinking about this. You know how my second dad and our best friend AJ got kicked off this platform? But yeah. Sometimes he has funny bits where he, like, you know,
calls the frickin' frogs.
Well, he goes off.
Yeah.
I want to
he spills the tea.
If I wanted to spill some mommy hugging tea, you know what it would be about?
What?
How stupid it is that people get attached to college football teams.
Well, here's the thing.
Should we talk about this?
Here's the thing. I had an argument with a friend of mine last year.
Okay.
That lasted very long because I was saying it was stupid. I was like, most people who freak out about the Huskers, they never went to the college. Like, they have, like, very little. It's just Nebraska on them and I live there.
Yeah.
And he was like, you could say the same thing about, like, any media. And I was like, Here's the difference. Because he was, like, relating it to music. He's like, so one of your favorite bands, Weezer. If Weezer makes a bad album, then that kind of bum me off. I go, that kind of sucks.
That's totes different, my dude.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what I told him. I was like, here's what I do. I go, that kind of sucks. And then I go listen to, like, a good Weezer album. And I go, oh, man, I love this album. I was like, I don't go get depressed and start rioting in the streets.
No, I'm about to do it. We're going to go to a whole... Okay, we're going to a whole nether level here.
Starburst?
Yeah, I already have one. Thanks, Prue. I'll have more.
Did I give you one?
No, I just stole one up earlier. It was up in the bucket. Dude, here's the thing. Weezer is a band, and you make music, and you identify with the music, and you're like, oh, these are good music. And then you like them because they've made music that relates to you. Not only do you just pick a college team because you'd be like, oh, dude, I live in this state. This is the college that's in my state. We're doing this. They change players every 4 years at least. They change coaches all the time. What actually do you have? Do you have any connection to those players? What is the point?
It says Nebraska, and I live there.
Like, oh, dude, this guy's going to be so good. And in freaking 3 years, he'll be gone. And the team will be completely different in 5 years.
And actually, with most people I know, not only will he be gone, he'll be gone probably playing sports somewhere else, but you won't watch him.
And he'll go everywhere else, and he'll switch teams just like everybody does whenever the money changes.
Except LeBron. He's always been at Cleveland.
It has nothing to do with anything in reality, dude. And it's not even like wrestling.
Which has a lot to do in reality.
Which has a lot more to do with reality because there's at least storylines. There's reasons why people turn on people there.
Also, when was the last time we were watching wrestling and we're like, oh, dude, that was a dope suplex? Watch wrestling and you were like, oh, dude, not meant football.
Oh.
No, he has a dope suplex. Or you watch football and you go, dude, this guy just climbed on the top rope and did two gainers in a row and kicked a guy in the nose.
Dude, while that guy was trying to throw the football, the other guy grabbed a mic and just hold him off, man. And then Brock Lesnar showed up. He did do that in football some, though.
Brock Lesnar shows up to football?
He plays football.
He just suplexed. He got fired because some guy tried to run past him. He flipped him over his back.
I want to talk about Brock Lesnar right now.
And the guy almost died because he didn't know how to take it.
He just took the championship back, my dude. From my favorite boy, Kofi Kingston.
I thought your favorite boy was KO.
You want to know how many favorite boys I have for wrestling?
A lot of boys. Hey, dude. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's going to be a big Adam Cole Baby and Finn Balor fight in the next NXT TakeOver?
Probably. Very likely.
I would get psyched, dude, for that.
Yeah, man. Wrestling's hot right now.
You know what I didn't realize?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew we got into wrestling fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling's big, dude. All the time. If you look at YouTube trending, like, after a lot of events...
In most social medias, WWE is one of the top users.
It freaking, like, they're always trending.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Like, that's when I sent you that video of Adam Cole.
Yeah.
I was like... Man, this stuff's trending. Or when Dr. Thugonomics or whatever came out, trending.
I'm telling you, it's so much better than real sports because it's more real than real sports, even if it's fake, because fake sports are fake. Real sports are fake, and they pretend to be real. Wrestling doesn't pretend to be... I'm very confused.
Yeah, I think I kind of knew what you were going for, and then all the words you said made me less know what you were going for.
College football? Here, hold on. College football, 5. Fans of college football? 4.
4.
4. Sorry, dudes.
4.
I know we live in Nebraska. We live in an Ohio State house. I'm sorry, dude.
Sorry, Poppy.
However.
Please forgive me.
We have to respect our elders. I guess Ohio State 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
That's the year that had the players we liked.
That's only because we would lose 2 listeners if we didn't say that.
We would lose 2 listeners and we also would lose our studio and we would also lose...
one of our fingers. Whoopsies. Thanks, Mom. I didn't eat my left pinky.
We were each born with 8 fingers, but we were bad boys growing up, so we look normal now. Heyo.
I was a little bit bad.
what do you want to talk about this week, my dude?
So, Michael, I don't know if you've noticed this shoe craze going across the Americas. And I know that some people have corrected us and critiqued our podcast on how often the us two specifically talk about fashion.
Okay, do we do that a lot?
Done it quite a bit, especially in the early episodes.
Well, isn't that the point?
Well,
we're reading everything.
We're reading everything, and fashion's one of everything.
There's a lot of fashion.
Fashion's part of everything, I would argue.
I would argue, yeah. I would argue that as well.
And then I said, you have to argue to me why fashion's not part of everything, and then they rolled their eyes at me. And then, but, hey, Michael, what do you think about K to the R to the double OK? There's not Crook? Two O's. Dang it.
A croc.
Croc.
Okay.
Crocs. What do you think about Crocs, dude?
I just got distracted.
Here's the thing about Crocs. What?
I got distracted. I don't want to roll your... sometimes we get into this thing where we just, like, constantly distract each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to build up there. So let's redo this. I'm not gonna ruin your moment. Let's
you want me to spell it wrong again?
Sure.
K to the R to the U to the K to the E. Crocs.
Do you want me to give my honest opinion?
Yeah. What do you think about Crocs?
They're ugly as sin, my
dude. What is... Why, the as a society, sin, are we putting up with some of this crap? Like, people... Hey, okay, here's the thing. I know there's a lot of bad things, and I move the mic back because I'm going to be yelling for a hot minute, dude. There's a lot of whack stuff that happens in this country. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, and I'm not trying to get too political on here. But here's what I am saying, guys. There's a lot of stuff that we just allow... You let the little things slip, and then the big things happen. I'm saying we wouldn't have as many, like, crime, probably, if the next time somebody showed up in a pair of Crocs, you didn't, like, hey, social shame exists for a reason. Because it makes you stop being such a little tweebo, and then you don't go rob the drugstore.
I got pretty heated pretty quick.
Hey, yeah, dude, here's the thing. I'm not advocating bullying. I'm advocating a healthy amount of hurtful words to make people not do dumb things.
Sometimes targeted from multiple people at once.
And usually, especially constantly, with no idea or even possible thought of letting up online.
Constantly online and in real life.
And in real life,
yeah.
And never let up until they change fundamentally who they are to be a better person, though.
But don't bully.
It's a lot like marriage. It's constant two people butting heads until both of them change to be better people.
I'm just very... there's a lot to unpack here, my dude.
And what you're thinking is, hey, Marcus, do we need to have a quick real conversation about what marriage is before you get married?
There's a lot of things we have to unpack here. Namely, the fact that I think you misspelled the word croc.
Croc? How would you spell it?
I don't know. But I don't think it has a U.
Well, no, I say I had an E on the end and makes the U make its long noise. Ah.
You remember how you say you understood tens?
Yeah.
You may need to.
No, dude, I get tens. Actually.
Alright, now I want to go back to the part where they've designed.
I need to say something.
Okay.
I only know half my tens because Danny said that she listened to the last episode and, again, justifiably so, was shaming me for being dumb. And she made me learn half my 11s.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know half my 10s and half my 11s.
You sacked them for the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I know every other 10 and every other 11. It's like, so the 10s I don't know, I know the 11s of.
Okay. Well, now we have to get to the other thing, though, that we were talking about here. Where Croc has designed lots of different designs for shoes now.
You know what the weird thing about all of the Croc designs, though?
All
of them suck.
No, that's not the weird thing. That's just the truth of the matter. We've made a
brand.
So, like, here's the thing. I don't want to get political here, but let's talk about Apple for a second.
Yeah.
Apple exists...
A to the P to the L to the L to the I.
Apple exists solely... as it does, because it's made itself kind of like a fashion statement, which, like, I'm not going to say it's
there's
bad.
An aesthetic.
Listen, I don't want to get political here. It's not... I'm not going to say Apple is universally terrible. That's my other gimmick, which I will probably get to at some point on the show.
At some point we will.
But for being real here, it looks pretty and it works pretty. That's what it does. Somehow Croc has designed a business on the opposite, which is like, let's just look crappy... And
be crappy,
but also
people like
somehow it. Sneak into the world.
Because, like, here's the thing. It's
like
not,
an SPD, my dude.
It's not like mom and dad, who are old people who are allowed to wear whatever they want now. They can wear whatever they want.
Dude, our sister was wearing them the other day.
That's where it's weird.
That's the problem.
That's where the problem. Maddie's
she did
young.
Nothing but make fun of
my red camouflage shorts.
She did nothing but make fun of our mom's Crocs for like years.
Yes.
And then I show up to help her move out of the state. Maybe it's the fact that she was moving to Ohio. She's like,
I got it.
She's like, oh, I'm so done.
I'm done. It's whatever. At this point.
But I walk in and she's wearing Crocs and I'm like, you were one of us.
You were on.
I thought you got it.
You were on the side of the angels.
And now I'm like looking
and
at
now
iPhones to
I'm
going to
say, you've fallen.
Here's what people say. They're like, I know they're kind of ugly, but they're so comfy, and they make me feel good.
And you want to know something I have to say about that? There are comfortable shoes that don't look stupid!
It's, you know what? LSD makes you feel good. So does weed. Like, just because it makes you feel good, it doesn't make it universally acceptable to just do.
Or like, here's
people do this at church. People wear Crocs to church.
And
like, the holy
okay,
place.
Okay, I'm not, here's the, okay, I'm not trying to be like the legalistic guy. That's almost grounds for church discipline.
Almost?
Almost.
Dude, it's like walking into church naked, basically. It's like the same.
I would argue it's more aggressive than naked. Because it shows that not... Because
they're
not,
also flamboyant
not,
colors.
Not only am I going out of my way to do a sin, but like it's not like I was lazy and didn't put on enough clothes and came to church today. It's I went out and spent dollars on a thing to wear here to offend your eyes.
Also, like, look at these shoes. You can see pieces of my feet through these holes and smell them.
And smell them and look at them.
Would you like to smell part of my feet?
Just a little bit.
And would you like to see just a little bit of my foot flesh?
Just a teeny tiny bit. And, like, so it shows that they're, like, just a bunch of dirty birds. Just a bunch of dirty birds. What's the deal with Crocs?
2.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. Alexa, play Despacito.
Alexa's not hooked up.
The thing I wanted...
Here's Despacito Remix.
I've been trying to get it to work for forever, and it wouldn't listen to me.
Featuring Justin Bieber on Amazon Music.
Are we going to get banned if we use this song?
Well, you gotta make noise over it. Do, do, blue, do.
Alright, so here's the deal. That's the thing I was gonna interrupt you with. I saw that there was an Alexa there, and I just didn't want. Alexa, shut up! I didn't know if that was gonna work or not. Is this the one that mom got, or did you get your own?
I got my own. Alexa! Stop!
I really do feel like we should never stop Justin Bieber from.
Hey, did you hear that new JB collab?
The country one?
Yeah.
It's aight.
But Beeb's part.
I mean, Beeb's voice. He's not weird. He's not like a creepo.
Did we?
His voice.
What? Did we say Beeb's when we were going over our list of the boys?
I wanted to ask you that. I was literally listening to my boy on My World's 2.0. No, My World's acoustic today. And I was like, I don't know if we said JB was a boy.
Hey, JB's a boy.
However,
we
did say Rocky was a boy, and they are the same.
They are the same. Actually, dude, can you...
Is it offensive to Rocky?
I know you hate to edit this podcast. Can you put a picture of baby Rocky and baby Justin up?
Baby.
Because, dog.
Dude, I don't know if... Would he find that offensive? He doesn't seem like a guy who would be okay with the B.
R to the O to the O to the K to the Y?
Yeah. Yeah, him.
I don't know. He went to homecoming. I bet they played Justin Bieber at homecoming. So he can't be too much of a hater.
I have something I want to talk about. And it's kind of real. I'm sorry, I'm getting real on the podcast.
I mean, what do you think we just did? The rat...
Oh,
you say that like the...
We've been real the whole episode.
We've been real the whole time.
I forget sometimes it's supposed to be a show of jokes, but we accidentally just talked
just
about
do
two
therapy?
Very important things.
I'm like NF therapy session, dude.
When I... Oh, good one. Boom. When I was a boy,
I was a young...
Yeah, when I was a young boy, my father took me into the city. But it has nothing to do with my father. It just has to do with the fact that I did like a girl. And the girl that I liked, let's just say that when I was a...
Was named Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
We don't want to talk about the number of times I've had crushes on fictional characters. Sometimes cartoon.
Sometimes exclusively over audio.
Dude, you never know, man. You can meet in the strangest ways. I liked a girl, and I was always jealous because I was a little turd of a boy. And I was always jealous if my girl talked too much about another boy, regardless of his celebrity status. And I had a girl who liked to listen to this dude. His name was John Mayer. And I think we established him as a boy.
John Mayer's a boy.
But I spent a long time of my life
not liking Jonathan Mayer.
Dude, I freaking hated him. I cursed his name. I, like, thought he was a turd because I hated that so many girls liked... Like, all the girls liked John Mayer is what happened, baby. And I was a little jealous, angry boy. Very emo and angsty. And I freaking hated him, dude. I made fun of him all the time. I hated his music. I thought he was just a freaking chick. And I the amount of times I railed against John Mayer is numerous. And we'll say exhaustive. I cursed everything from tip of his head.
Pretty much what happened was, you know how the rest of the internet, what they did with Nickelback? Michael started a one-man army of doing that to John Mayer.
I did, basically. And, like...
Michael's like, John Mayer didn't even want to be a big rock star.
I hated him, dude. I thought he sucked. I basically ignored him and dismissed him entirely. And, he released that track called Waiting on the World to Change. I thought that was okay. But I thought all his other music was trash. And then he released, that one cover where he does Free Fallin' But Sexy, which is the name, it's the name of the track, Free Fallin' But Sexy.
Free Fallin' But Sexy. You could actually say any time that he covers any song. It's just, it's this song.
But I wasn't going to say that. I just liked it, though. But I did like it back then, and I hated him so much. And then, something happened to me. I don't know when this was, but, like, a couple years ago, the song Daughters came on the radio. I don't know if you know it. It's, like, a huge song that was, like, super popular for years. It's a John Mayer song called Daughters. It was on his album. Horses.
Weird.
But I don't generally like horse music, but it came on.
Probably the ganj.
It came on, and I was like, hey, I like this song, like, really a lot. Who is this artist? And I realized at that moment that maybe, like, John Mayer was the hottest crap that I had basically exclusively dumped for my whole life. And then I spent some time listening to some John Mayer tracks and realizing that he actually makes dope butt music, and I love it so much.
And how most of them are bangers.
And how, like, it makes me, like, feel things every time, and I cry in my heart and my eyes. And I've been doing this thing. Sometimes I do this thing where I just go back and I, like, revisit an artist's albums, but, like, slowly, not, like, as, like, a, like, as a matter of just trying to rush through it, but I'll, like, listen to the first one a billion times and the second one a billion times. I did this with Weezer. John Mayer is freaking fresh as crap, my dude.
I listened to a bunch of John Mayer's albums recently.
I've been listening to his first album on repeat for a month now.
What's that called?
Room for Squares?
Yeah, I think that's the one I listened to.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
oh my word, dude! Who knew, dude, that John Mayer was so freaking good?
If only somebody prolific in your life could have told you that.
My friend John, not Mayer. Dude, John Mayer on the show, though.
Hey,
my friend.
Hey, John, if you ever want to just kind of hit us up. I know you're a big Comedy fan. We're funny.
He's been loving John Mayer. My friend John, not Mayer. He's been loving John Mayer for a long time, and he helped me kind of get into it, but I didn't tell him how much I hated John.
Beforehand.
For most of my life. I, like, didn't tell him the secret part. And, like, I don't know how to describe this. You know, like, when you, like, let's just say that you were 22 like you are.
Yeah.
You're almost 22, right?
Practically.
And
it's, like, less than a month, dog.
Yeah, and you were, like, you just, like, went out and saw Lord of the Rings for the first time.
Yeah.
And you, like, walk around like, dude, Lord of the Rings is so dope. And everyone's like, yeah, dude, we knew.
Yeah.
Like, it's freaking, the books came out in the 1940s or some crap, dude. Like, we know.
And the movies have been out.
And for... you're, like, flipping out. You're like, no, dude, you don't understand. Lord of the Rings is so dope, like, my dude.
No, you don't get it.
You're just like a next level crap,
dude. Have you seen Aragorn?
This freaking epic trilogy. Of just fantasy goodness.
And it's like, dude, it's like all of the good, cool things about fantasy in one movie.
Like, dude, Aragorn, Gandalf, like, it's just this whole thing. And there's all
he was talking to his boys, and he says, the charisma is going to fail someday. I failed before, but it's not going to be today. And I was weeping in my seat, because the courage of men was not going to fail today.
I saw the Balrog take Gandalf down the pit, and he freaking resurrected to Gandalf the White. It's the freaking sickest crap ever, my dude.
So there's these two little boys, and they're all furzy fuzzy all over, and they run away from a very scary looking man, and then a walking tree crunches a scary man and saves the fuzzy boys. It's a tree!
That's how I kind of feel about John Mayer. Where I'm listening to my boy Mayer, and they're like, oh my word, this song, dude!
I'm like, oh dude,
it freaking blew my mind!
J.M.
I'm like, dude! Oh my word, dude, this song is so good! And I want to freak out and like tell her, like, babe, this song is... She's like, shut up. She's like, I'll listen to that song for you. I'm like, no, you don't get it, my... Like, hold on. Honey, babe.
You don't...
Honey, babe, it. Sweet thing, sugar pie, honey bun. My love.
My honey.
You did not get it. This song is so good. It's just no choice. It makes me feel so happy in my heart. She's like, it's been on the radio for 20 years.
You big dumb idiot.
She's like, I've been listening to him for freaking 20 years now, my dude. It's it's good.
Have you? I did this with Firefly.
Heck darn.
How long have you argued that me and you you could argue that one that sorry, not you, me, was a nerd boy?
How long have you been a nerd boy?
Yeah. How long do you think that you could just say that?
Not as long. I don't know. It depends on what you mean by nerd boy.
I would argue I've been in kind of the nerd community, considering, like, because we're homeschooled and it's very prevalent there.
Yeah.
A long time, and I probably last year sometime watched Firefly for the first time, and then tried to talk to all my friends about how good Firefly was. We're like, yeah, dog.
Guess this stuff is through Firefly, though.
Yeah, you have it, because something sad happened, and that's when I watched Firefly. Firefly was one of these break in case of, like, a bad thing happens in your life, watch Firefly, you know you love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comic I've been saving, too, to, like, do that with. Like, someday, like, something's gonna happen, I'm like, I need this!
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of trying to explain things that you're so psyched and pumped about to somebody who just doesn't get... Have you done that? They're like, I know this is kind of... Hey, real quick, what do you want to rate Jonathan Mayer?
Oh, 10 out of 10, absolutely. 10 out of 10. He's a boy. He's a boy. All the boys are 10.
All the boys are 10s. Rocky, you're 10. In case you didn't know.
M-Slug 4, 10.
Dude.
Bieber, of course,
10.
Yeah.
10. Gus Eddie, 10s. But...
There's a lot of crap going on upstairs. You probably can't hear on the recording, but it's getting real up there. My mom's grunting violently.
How confused does Amanda get when you try to talk to her about Dungeons & Dragons? Does she kind of get it at all?
When you've been married as long as I have, you just know that you don't need to talk about Dungeons & Dragons with your wife.
Danny thinks it's dumb.
Uh-huh.
Also doesn't get it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So I told her, like, she didn't know that we were going to try to play tonight. And she's like, are you kidding me?
Dude, why are you freaking tell your girlfriend anything? She didn't know we were going to play last time either, my
I did
dude.
Tell her.
But last time she thought it was just going to be a little quick thing. You didn't even tell her what it was.
I did tell her what it was.
I don't believe
I
you.
I told her, kid. I thought that Amanda and your kids were coming, and that's why she was bummed out last time.
Because
I assumed they were going to come over, and then she could talk and hang out with them. And that's the main reason she came and didn't try to find something else to do. So, whoops, my bad. She just goes, how long is that going to take? And I was like, today? And she's like, no, like, period. And I was like, she's like, when you finish? And I was like, well, like, I have my story that, like, I'm, like, writing right now. And Michael, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, tell tales out of school, but Michael did say after the one session, it is the coolest fantasy he's ever had. And
I didn't say that was the coolest fantasy I ever had.
You said that was the coolest fantasy that exists in all time.
That would imply that, like, of all the things I've ever thought of in my brain, we could qualify as fantasy, that your game was the coolest thing I've ever imagined in my own brain, my own being.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my dude.
Yeah, you know, yours barely
charted.
No, you essentially, you were like, Tolkien can friggin' screw off, and you were like, JK.
No, I'm not talking Tolkien,
You said, JK, who... And this is after you played one session of my thing, and you're like, JK, who?
We have to come back to this just for a second, because I want to dunk on somebody real quick. And this, we got to come back to this. Remind me to come back to this. Okay? So we have a listener of the show. She's our Aunt Debbie. And she was doing a Facebook quiz this week. I'm calling you out because it's the funniest crap it is. And
I like how we only dunk on people that listen.
Yeah, dude. And she was posting, like, it's like all the quiz things, and you can answer whatever. And one of the questions was, if you could do any job in the world, what's your dream job? And she said, backup singer for Natalie Grant. Whose dream job is a backup singer? Who wants to be a backup singer for their dream job? You could be Natalie Grant, my dude. This is our fantasy here. I'm sorry, Aunt Debbie, what the heck?
Hey, Aunt Debbie, you do know how to make pretend?
You could be the next Natalie Grant.
Michael, ask me right now what I want to do. My dream job.
What do you want to do?
Entertainer. Hit me again.
What do you want to do other than that?
Swordsman.
Third.
Superhero.
Yeah, I put be editor-in-chief of a successful Whack Matters was what, like, I put on my quiz.
That's the thing, it's like, dog, there are so many things I want to do that I could do this thing and be like, this is like the pinnacle of my career. Like, comic book writer, comic book artist, animator, like, writer of like some dope thing, comedian, like all of these things. I'd be like, yep, this, I nailed it. Like, this is the peak of my career. I've completed what I wanted to do. At no point, I would say be me as a straight dude would say be Natalie Grant. Before I would say, be a backup singer to anybody.
All right, one step back. My dude, you just said be the best fantasy, and by fantasy, you did not specify whether or not it just included anything that came in my brain as fantasy.
Yeah.
I like your campaign, my dude, but it doesn't rate.
You know, it's so good. So
it's
like,
barely sharp. It's like
Tolkien, Fly a Kite, JK, who?
No, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
The other RR, the fat.
Dude, I freaking don't want to get real. I don't want to edit this out.
The fat.
It wasn't that good.
The fat RR. Hey, Michael.
It wasn't that good, dude.
Michael, for a camera though. Michael, camera's on. You don't edit the show.
I know, but you're like being stupid in front of the camera. It wasn't that good.
Michael, I'm not being dumb,
dude. It wasn't. It wasn't a bad campaign. Michael. It just wasn't like the great. Michael. Like I said, being in charge of Whack Matters would be way cooler than your freaking campaign,
Michael,
my dude.
Michael.
I don't remember what was the step before this diversion.
So Danny. So what is this done? Like, it was the equivalent of like when we were kids and go play Imaginary or something. It'd be the equivalent of like right now we go to play Imaginary and Amanda goes, so how long are you keeping this up for? Like, we need, like, let's say the equivalent, because Amanda's used to your nerddom and she's been around you longer. Yeah. The equivalent would be we get dressed up to go LARP and Amanda goes, so how long is this gonna last?
Is this a phase or
like is this like is this the new status quo? Well,
mom, when we were done last time, mom was like,
did you finish? Did you win?
She's like, did you guys finish? And we're like, well, what do you mean? And dad was like, he's like, well, a whole thing to finish is probably like months worth of stuff, right? And we're like, yeah. Like probably more than that, depending on how often
we play. Mine will be like, we can talk about that later. Sorry, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, like mine like will probably be like a month or two.
But it's like, yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. And mom was like, oh. here's the thing. My very good friend.
I was like, it's like a video game with very specific rules. Where instead of people being like, here's all these cool mechanics you can do to sandbox the video game, it's like, here's set mechanics, now sandbox everything else.
I forgot that we were doing a whole thing where we were both kind of admitting that we're nerds by talking about D&D.
Yeah.
We kind of ruined it a bit.
It's okay.
But like,
it's not the first time.
I talked to my good friend, and his name was Andrew, this last week, and he was talking about how he was explaining D&D to some people that didn't understand it. And I said, my dude, if you have to explain D&D to someone, They don't deserve to know.
They don't get it.
They don't. They're not gonna like it, and they're not gonna understand why you do.
D&D's, it's a very, like, here's the thing. It's very, very specific, and like that's true. Like, if you go like D&D, and they're like, I've never heard of it or something. You go, it's like a role playing game where like it's like a fantasy role playing game, and there's two type of people in the world. The people go, oh, and the people are like, oh, that sounds cool.
The people that go, oh, and the people are like, how do I do it though? I feel like that was a pretty good little spree here.
Yeah, we're funny.
Did you want to talk about anything else?
D&D 10 out of 10.
Word. Did you want to talk about that thing that you said about marriage and the headbutting and the thing? Like
marriage? Buttonheads?
Yeah, remember.
Oh, no, that's just true. You're the one who said... You're the one who looked at me and said we might need to talk about stuff after I said that.
Yeah, I just...
Is that not what a marriage is?
I wanted to know that, like... I don't know where you kind of got that idea, but, I don't want to end this! He saw it in his eyes, boys and girls. He's going to say something. It was going to make me feel... Dude, I know what you're going to say now. I thought about it for half a second. I
started screaming at Carson what's today? 2 nights ago. I said something. I looked over at my boy and I watched over his mouth. I was like, shut up. I was like, we've already said so many things I gotta take out. You dumb idiot. Yeah, don't.
Dude, I looked over and saw it in your eyes and I was like, no, dude, I'm not gonna end this video.
Thanks for listening, homies.
Thanks for listening to the show. There's been lots of I think we even said our name. Did I say our name?
Yeah. I forgot to do this.
Okay.
I know. We talked about. I think it'd be freaking
funny if you're gonna kill the flow.
A good one.
Okay.
Like a good name to call your friends. What about players? What's up, players?
Players.
Players is good.
Players.
What's up, players? Thanks for listening, players.
I dig.
I like it.
That's a good 9.
Sorry, players is good. I want to bring players back.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate you.
We love you, and if you want to be a boy, subscribe to the podcast, hit that bell button. You can hit the bell button if you're on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, you'll be very confused. Yeah, thanks for listening. We love you if you love us.
And if you don't,
we don't have that agape love, my dude.
If you don't,
this is not unconditional. We only love you if you love us back.
If you don't love us back, then you can screw clean off a bridge.
Okay, do you have any jokes that... Oh, hold on. We don't have to do it.
Hey, Alexa! Tell me a joke.
Actually, my friend Jimmy Fallon wants to tell a joke. Let's
okay.
give him a shot.
Okay.
What did the horse say to the scarecrow? Hey!
I hate myself.
What do you think? Should I let Jimmy tell the jokes for a while?
No! Yes?
Okay. Jimmy will tell the jokes for a while.
He won't take a no for an answer. Dude, Jimmy doesn't take no for an answer.
I miss your jokes.
Yeah, dude. Jimmy doesn't take no for an answer.
I like how specific the prompt is to make her tell jokes again. Like, you're gonna remember that.
Thanks.
Like, you use the Alexa function of jokes so often. Yeah, dude, my mic stands suck.